Parshas Metzora.
Ugh, who's there?
It's me, Moshe.
Not again. Yeah, hi, Moshe.
Can I borrow your bike?
What?
My mother is waiting at the corner bus stop, and she forgot her pocketbook. I want to bring it to her before the bus comes. Can I borrow your bike?
No, not right now.
Why not?
Because my bike is in the repair shop. It's broken, okay? It's not here.
Oh. Listen, I gotta run. But wait, it's raining. Can I borrow your umbrella?
My umbrella broke yesterday. You know, a wind came and it folded upside down. You know, when an umbrella turns inside out, okay? You want an inside out umbrella?
Okay. Bye. Bye.
Wish you wouldn't do that. Wish you would just leave me alone.
Moshe?
Now what does he want? Yes?
My mother must have somehow gotten onto the bus. I don't really have what to do now. Can I borrow your Monopoly game?
I don't have it.
What happened to it?
I lent it to my cousin.
What am I gonna do now?
I'm sorry, I can't help you, okay?
Moshe?
What?
Father's calling you.
Oh. Yes, Tati?
Moshe, please take your bike and run to the grocery. Mommy needs a dozen eggs for supper.
He can't. His bike is in the repair shop.
What do you mean? Moshe has been riding his bike all day. I just saw it parked nicely in the garage next to the pail of umbrellas. Moshe, go to the store quickly. Then you can continue your Monopoly game upstairs.
What? I thought your bike is broken and your umbrellas are upside down and your Monopolies were sent away. Some friend you are.
Ta, now I'm in trouble.
Really in trouble? Why are you in trouble? And why was Chesky so upset?
I just told Chesky that my bike was in repair and all our umbrellas flew away and my Monopoly game was on loan. And then, Tati, you basically told him that it's all here.
Why did you say that to him?
I wanted him to stop bothering me. He should get his own bike, his own umbrella, his own game. Even in school, he's always borrowing things from me. Pens, papers, books. You know, he has 10 times more money than I have. Why should I...
Moshe. Let me see your eyes.
My eyes? What's wrong with my eyes? I just got new glasses.
No. Let me see your eyes.
Okay, Ta.
Just what I thought.
Oh, no, don't tell me I have pink eye again.
No, you're suffering from a different eye disease called Tsar Ha'ayin.
What?
That explains exactly what happened to you.
What happened to me?
Well, the punishment of someone who has, how shall I say it in a nice way, the opposite of an ayin tov, meaning a yid is supposed to be willing to give, even when someone is sort of... quote, nudging, unquote, you. Then you have an assign and a test to show him friendship. Well, somebody who isn't willing to give, and he tries to cover things up as if it's broken or he doesn't have it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulls the blanket out of the hiding place. Just like you learned in this week's parsha about Nigei Batim.
Nigei Batim?
Negoyim on houses. What does that mean?
Well, it means if a nega is found in a house... And if you go through a whole process, after a while...
And if the issue cannot be resolved?
Then sometimes you have to destroy the whole house.
And who gives the order that the house should be destroyed?
Well, the Kohen comes and he says, Kinega Nerili Babayis.
And what happens right before he makes that statement?
Well, first, they have to remove all the utensils of the house. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chas al HaKelim, Yad Rachmanis even on the Kelim.
You know, according to the Medrash Tanchuma, why this person had to remove everything from his house?
No.
Well, the Medrash Tanchuma says that one of the reasons for Nigei Batim is if a person had the same problem some of us have, without mentioning names.
Tsar Ha'ayin?
That's right. So someone knocks on his door and says,
Can I please have an axe?
Sorry, I don't have any. And then?
And then?
And then... Before the Kayan says, Kenega Nerili Bebayas, he has to empty everything out of his house. And everyone says, hey, but you do have an axe. Well, that's the punishment for someone who doesn't want to give it out of the goodness of his heart.
I guess Hashem was punishing me.
No, just the opposite. Hashem was showing you how he loves you. He doesn't want you to have this disease of Tzara Ayin. He wants to cure your disease. Are you ready for a little story now?
Could it be about Mr. Alexei?
Oy vey is mir, mir is vey. I'm in big trouble. I don't know what to do. I lost another job today. The sixth job on the same day. The man hired me to move some pickle barrels from upstairs to downstairs. And he tells me,
make sure every pickle gets downstairs. Do you understand? Every single one.
Shrek, it's so hard to schlep. I must have gone back and forth 56,000 times.
What is taking you so long? You're working 3 hours already.
I'm sorry, boss. It's a schwerer job. Especially if you have to take down each pickle separately, one at a time.
One at a time? Are you out of your mind?
Only a pickle. Only a stickle.
You are taking down the pickles one at a time?
Well, you told me every single pickle.
That's not what I meant. I want those barrels all downstairs within 10 minutes.
Oy vey is mir, oy mir is vey. How am I going to bring down all these barrels in 10 minutes? There are 10 barrels left, and it takes me 5 minutes to walk up and down. Wait, I know. Instead of me schlepping it down the stairs, I'll just roll them down the stairs. Here we go, number one. Number two. This is turning out to be a smashing success. The boss told me 10 minutes, and all the barrels are downstairs, piled one on top of the other in 10 seconds. Why, here comes the boss running. I'm sure he'll be all full of smiles. Uh-oh, looks like he's more like all full of pickles. I think one of the barrels may have fallen on his... Oy vey is mir, mir is vey.
You are fired!
No, you can't fire me.
Why not?
Because I quit. Shoin, never satisfied. Either I'm too slow or I'm too fast. Sometimes I just don't know what people want from me. I'll just go back home and cry. Oy, Rabbeinu Shalaylam, I tried everything. Can't I just find a gold coin on the floor or something? Wait, what's that I see on the floor? A seed. Looks to me like a cucumber seed. I know what to do. I'll take it home and plant it in my garden. Gewaldig, I'll get my shovel and my rake. I'll dig a little hole, and now I will go get my seed. Here's my seed. Now, where was that hole? Oops, I found the hole. Here it is. Well, my seed is in the hole now. I just have to cover it up. What's next? Water. I need water. Wait. What's this in my shoe? My shoe feels like it's full of water. Oh, pickle juice. Now, if water is good for a plant, pickle juice for a cucumber must be gewaldig. Okay, now, I'll just sit down and watch my seed grow. Yoy, this is a shtickle boring. Maybe I'll get some sleep. Here comes my neighbor, Mr. Kina.
So, how are you, Mr. Alexei?
Baruch Hashem. And you, Mr. Kina?
I feel rotten.
What's the problem?
Mr. Klein across the street just got a brand new horse.
Oh, Mazel Tov. May he have much nachas.
He came to borrow my wagon.
Did you give it to him?
Humph, I said. If you can afford a new horse, why don't you get your own wagon?
Why, Mr. Kina, why be so mean? I'm happy for Mr. Klein. If he came to borrow my wagon, I would be glad to give it to him.
The last one who borrowed your wagon turned over 3 times before he got to the front gate.
It works much better now since I put on the wheels. But come on. Don't tell me you're all upset just because Mr. Klein got a new horse.
That's not the only problem. Mr. Lechterkite got a brand new chandelier. He came to borrow my hammer and screwdriver.
Did you give it to him?
Humphrey said, if you can afford a new chandelier, why don't you get your own tools?
Why do you talk that way? When Mr. Karen Plotzer got a new chandelier, I volunteered to hang it up for him. It was very complicated, because it came in many pieces.
Oh, yeah? How many pieces?
Well, it depends. Before I hung it up, it was in 3 parts. After it came crashing down, I would say at least 1,000. Listen, Mr. Kina. The Rabbeinu Shalom gives every person exactly what they need. And not everything works out the way we want it. And the way we want it isn't always what's good for us. I don't understand why you should feel bad about others getting good things.
Because it's always the others that are getting the new things. I can't take it. Why can't I once and for all get what I want?
Well, maybe if you will learn to be happy with what you have, and, you know, forgive others, be happy that others have things, then maybe that'll open up the Shaarei Rachamim, the gates of mercy, so you'll have what you want.
Oh, why don't you just leave me alone? Anyway, I think your cucumber is beginning to sprout.
Is Shrek? That was fast. It must have been the pickle juice. I'll wait to see what happens.
Hey, Mr. Alexei, are you home?
A stickle.
That cucumber of yours is huge.
Yup. 2 weeks now, and it keeps getting bigger and bigger every single day.
Well, get it out of here.
What's the problem?
All the neighbors keep coming to see it, and they're making me nervous when they walk through my yard.
But what's the problem? You have nothing growing in your yard.
I don't want people using my yard for your oversized cucumber. I said, remove it.
Shrek, the cucumber looks like a large watermelon. It's getting bigger by the hour.
I said, take it away.
Oy vey, I don't want to upset Mr. Kina. What should I do with it? I know what to do. I will bring the cucumber to the king as a present. I think he will be surprised and amused. Mr. Kina.
What?
Can I borrow your wagon? I want to bring my cucumber to the king.
What? Me give you my wagon? Why should I? Anyway, why would the king need Eig Melech HaBashan's cucumber?
Oh, never mind. I'll get my friends to carry it.
You think you're smart? The king doesn't need your cucumber.
Oh, this is so heavy. Oh, this looks like 10 pumpkins. This is the biggest cucumber. Oh, how are we going to schlep this? Oh, it's huge.
Your Majesty?
What do you want? Can't you tell that I'm not feeling well today? My spirits are down.
But, Your Majesty, I am sure the next person who wants to come is someone you'll find quite interesting. I'm sure you will enjoy him.
All right, send him in.
He has a gift for you.
A gift? What gift? What does he have?
He has a cucumber.
A cucumber? Do you think I want to be bothered with a cucumber?
Well, too late. Here he is.
Good morning, Your Majesty. My name is Mr. Alexei, and here is your cucumber. I hope you don't mind. I asked like 100 of your guards to help carry it in. It seems to be getting bigger and bigger.
100 guards? To carry 1 cucumber? This I've got to see.
Go ahead, Trevor. Push it through the door. Push it through the door.
Ha 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 ha! Amazing. Truly amazing. Bravo! Tell me, my friend. Why are you giving it to me?
Oh, I don't know. It's the only thing in my life that had success planting, so I decided it would be a fitting gift for His Majesty the King.
My, my. This is amusing. Guards, take a huge empty pot and...
Oh, no. I hope I'm not on the menu for supper.
No. Don't worry. I meant to say, fill up the pot with gold coins.
For whom?
This is your reward.
Your Majesty. I didn't do it for a reward.
Never mind why you did it. You deserve it. You're the first person to put a smile on me all day.
Shoo! I finally forced Mr. Alexei to remove that despicable, disgusting, nauseating, horrible-looking cucumber. That fool brought it to the king. I wouldn't be surprised if the king gets angry and makes him run around the palace 100 times with that crunk of cucumber on his back. Well, as long as I don't have to see it again, and as long as I'm not going to be bothered by all those people snooping around and laughing and smiling at that cucumber, I hate when people smile in my backyard. They have no permission to smile in my backyard. Hey, I think Mr. Alexei is back. Well, I hope he got what he deserved. Hey, Mr. Alexei, what's in that pot? Is that what they hit you with, for bringing the king that outrageous, disgusting cucumber?
Well, actually...
You can't hide it from me. What's in the pot? Gold coins. Gold coins? You got gold coins? Why you? Why you?
Listen, Mr. Kina, if you need some money, I'll be glad to...
I don't need your favors, and don't ever talk to me again. I'm so angry.
But Mr. Kina...
Goodbye! Wait, I have an idea. Mr. Alexei brought the king that terrible, disgusting cucumber, which, by the way, I hope I never have to look at again. Instead, he got a pot of gold coins. Why, if I would bring the king a pot of jewelry, I'll bet he'll give me 10 pots of gold coins. Ha ha! Why, what a great idea. Say, Mr. Alexei, can I borrow that pot of yours?
Sure, Mr. Kina. You can borrow anything you like. You want my wagon?
Fool, I don't need your wagon. I'll just fill up this pot with jewelry and go see the king.
Your Majesty, there is someone else to see you with a gift.
And what did he bring me?
Jewelry.
Oh, really? That pot looks familiar. Why did you bring me this jewelry?
Because I figured if you gave my neighbor for that disgusting, despicable cucumber a pot of gold coins for this jewelry, you're probably going to make me the richest man alive, huh? I figured you'll pay me back with something a lot bigger and better.
A lot bigger and better, hey?
Yeah, you're going to give me something a lot bigger, right, for this jewelry?
Well, I have just a thing for you. Guards, take that large cucumber and insist that this fool carry it home on his back and plant it in his garden.
Why me?
Oi, Ta. Poor Mr. Kina. I wonder what he did with that cucumber.
Poor Mr. Kina, because that's the life that he lived. Don't you see? Even when it's difficult, if you open your heart to someone else, especially when it's difficult, the Rabbeinu Shalom opens up Sharei Rachmim. And if you're a Tsar Ayin, then you wind up with what Mr. Kina wound up with.
You know what? I'm running over to Chesky's house.
Why?
I don't know. I'll ask him. Maybe he wants my bike, my Monopoly game, my umbrella. Maybe he wants all three.
Okay. Let me take a look at your eyes. Ah, Baruch Hashem. Much better.